to me, formative assessment describes all those processes by which teachers and learners use information about student achievement to make adjustments to the student's learning that improve their achievement. So it's about using the information to adapt your teaching and adapt the work of the students to put the learning back on track, if you like, to make sure that the learning is proceeding in the right direction and to support that learning. So it's what happens when you don't just lecture students and rattle through the material until you get to the end and ask them if they've understood it okay. It's constantly making those adjustments. One of the ways I like to talk about it is just imagine what would happen if a pilot flew like many teachers assess. So I flew back from Seattle a few weeks ago. Just imagine what the pilot would have done. He would have flown east for 9 hours, and then after 9 hours he'd say, it's time to land. So he'll put the plane down and he'll ask, is this London? And of course, even if it's not London, he says, well, everybody's got to get off because I've got to get onto the next journey. And that's exactly the way that we've assessed in the past. We teach students material, and at the end of that teaching, we find out if they've learned it or not. And if they haven't, we say, too bad, because we're onto the next unit. So what formative assessment does is encourages teachers to take constant readings about where students are, just in the same way that a pilot takes constant readings about their position. And if the learning isn't proceeding as you'd planned, then you make adjustments. That's the essence to me of formative assessment. So the reason I think that formative assessment is the right focus is because assessment is the bridge between teaching and learning. It's only through assessment of some kind that you know whether what has been taught has been learned. And that's why I think this focus on this assessment process, minute by minute and day by day, not at the end of a sequence of learning, minute and minute and day by day, allows teachers to reflect on their practice and make small steps in improving that practice in a more powerful way than anything we've seen before.